There is that which is able to create a supply for your every need, the Word of God, and the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, who helps us represent God's fullness on earth. In true intimacy, partnership, and fellowship with Him. Be a part of this and join us as the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Spellman, brings to you the Word of God with simplicity and power.
happening is transformation from one level to the other. Listen, there are many of you here, they concluded about you. They didn't hide it, they said it to your face. You know those, and humanly speaking, it was over. But when the word came, no, not when the word comes. The Bible says there is hope for a tree, even if it be cut down. At the scent, let it, he didn't say at water, at the scent. When the tree just begins to smell, the water is coming. And energy comes higher. This is why we worship. Some of you, we call you new generation here, like people who came when the blessing was there. Nice seats, fans blowing around. Let me tell you something. Listen, let me tell you a little story. Some of the first ladies in this ministry, when we went to our crusade, there was no money to buy firewood. They didn't bother asking me because the answer would be no. There was nothing. We had faith. It's very painful to have something you know can change the world, but time has not revealed it yet. Because there is no way you can tell people it's working, but you know within you it's working. Do you know what those ladies did? Those ladies climbed the tree. Ladies, very beautiful ladies, they climbed the tree. They dropped the firewood and brought it down and started to put it. Start asking God, if you don't make this world work, I will leave you. You have been a fool. Look at what the word of God has done. Look at a man called Job. Listen. I'm tempted to share with you my personal study. In my personal study, I'm studying the life of this distinguished man called Job. The Bible says boils were all over him. He lost everything. Are you getting me? Early, everybody came and was speaking. And Job sat down. He said, I know my God. That was his consolation. He said, you intellectuals can keep talking the jargons. I know who blessed me in the first place, and I know he can do it again. My children may have gone, everything may have gone, but I know God is faithful. And the Bible says, God bless you. He didn't tell us how it happened. He just said, God, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. agenda. Give me this mountain. What wisdom is this? Overcoming deception through intimacy with God. Breakthrough prayer meeting. Reality of heaven and hell. Dominion through excellence. Made in His image. The price for an extraordinary anointing. Spiritual growth. The power of the cross. Part 2 of the Victorious Mindset. Relationship and Family Life Series. A 4-part series. Conquering Unbelief. The Price for a Glorious Destiny. Activating Breakthroughs. The Ministry of Destiny Helpers. The Evidence of Genuine Intimacy with God. The Secret of Sustained Glory. In Preparation for Miracles, Gifted for Exploits, Prophetic Service, and Voice of His Presence. Towards the end of the year, we discuss the weapons of our warfare. Discussion on Kingdom Truths, Extraordinary Accomplishments. And this year, we have taught on Light and Dominion. Confronting. No, it's not the Kingdom of Darkness. They got the message. Then Financial Dominion, Part 1 to 4. The Protocol of an Encounter. School of Ministry Graduation. There are a few ministrations outside Zaria. You want to listen to them. Avalanche of His Presence. This was an embassy of heavenly jobs. Being called into ministry. Very powerful teaching. Call to Worship. Destiny Summit. State, experiencing God's glory. Feast of Praise, Part 1 to 3. Flames of His Glory. Supernatural Shift, Embassy of Heaven in Jobs, Made in His Image. Manifestation of Sons, 1 to 3. Power to Run. Take Over, Touching Heaven, Changing Earth. Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seaside. Verse 2. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so much that he went into a boat and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spoke many things unto them in parables. Behold, a sower went forth to sow. Verse 4. He was giving them the parable of the sower. Please listen. This is Jesus speaking. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by what? The wayside. Was anything wrong with the seed? Was anything wrong with the sower? But the Bible says some seeds fell where? By the wayside. Number one. And the fowls came and devoured them up. Verse 5. And some fell on stony places and on rocky ground, and they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up, but because they had no deepness of the earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, what happened? They withered away. Number 3. And some fell among thorns. And the thorns sprung up and choked those seeds. Verse 4. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit. Some, even among the good ground, there were three kinds of results. Some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Move to verse 12 or 13. 13, let's go to 13. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. So the disciples are probing Jesus into the meaning of the parable. Next verse. Oh, verse 15, let's push. Let's go to the next verse. I just want to jump this next. Go straight to the meaning of the parable. And blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. 17, I think it's verse 18 it starts. Should be verse 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Please listen. This is Jesus speaking about the seed and why a good seed planted by a good sower may not yield results. Are you getting that? So that you are in church listening to all kinds of revelation is no guarantee that the seed will grow. 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, the word of what? And understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. So we see that those grounds are the hearts of men. Is that true? they just come casually. When they come, they just see that what you came to find. Everybody rise up, let's sing. And they say, let's see what worship team has for us. And they look at all the people, can I worship team? And immediately they finish. When I come up, they are smiling. They are just excited for what they cannot even understand. Pray! They are just looking. Just, as if very careless. They are not prepared. They need to come with a predetermination to do this. So, they can learn all the languages. Bless you. Hug one another and say, I love you. Well, as I'm reading some of this, some of you can even recite all the messages, but not one has changed your life. You are still stealing the way you were stealing right from 2011. You are still doing what you used to do. You've not, I will say yes, whether he's born again or not, it does, even if we bring a batch with anointing oil here, and we say, come and enter inside and pass through this way. As soon as you are anointing them, let somebody who has no money just come. They start shaking. They forget every koinonia message, even if they fell down 1,000,000 times. The kids in this world. There are pastors today, listen. There are pastors today. Talk about money or crowd or just something that makes ministry flamboyant. They can throw away every revelation you have had them preach. As though it was not them who were preaching it. The cares of this world. Hallelujah. There are people who tell all kinds of lies today. They are Christians. They are born again. You can, if it's to tell lies and swindle money from parents or friends or people, anytime they want to do it, you are the representative. They know you. You are born again. But this thing is no longer a weakness. It's an issue you don't even want to confront. Are you listening to me? There are Christians like that. It's a different thing that you are having a challenge and you acknowledge it and God is helping you. But there are others, they don't need help from God. It is, but they incorporated it into their Christianity. And it's very sad that in the church of God today, there are messages that endorse those kinds of things. There are men of God today who will not even come to preach if there is no nice clothes to wear. Because they are wondering, my church members, I mean, they are already used to seeing me wear this particular kind of shirt. I need something new. I'm in ministry, so I can tell you, one of my very, very, very foolish pastor friends called me and told me something. He said, man of God, and he thought it was a testimony. I kept quiet, let him finish first. And he said one nonsense that he did with the church money. Vanity and something that did not make sense. He said, I believe that the era of pastor suffering is over. And I believe the man of God should be comfortable. And I allowed him to finish. My heart was skipping. And he was asking me why his ministry was not expanding. I said, you give people word of knowledge on stage. And you do not have the common sense to sit down and ask why God is not bringing in peace. Hallelujah. Truth. There are pastors putting themselves under all kinds of pressure. By January, they have announced their birthday and they announced the gift they want. I want an iPad or a Galaxy Tab or whatever. The one that is 1,000,000. And the ministry cannot even raise 250,000. And everybody keeps sweating. See, this is called the curse of the world. Let me tell you the truth, Koinonia. Listen, many of us belong to this category. We love God, but there are too many attachments in our lives. Everybody say attachments. You know what an attachment is? If you enter a luxurious bus from Kaduna to Lagos, you know attachment, those who didn't pay completely or didn't pay at all. Their job is to inconvenience others that pay. They can sit down, they can push you through. That's how many of us have carried several luggages. God is speaking to you. This may be the reason why. I know one of my friends years ago, he said he doesn't eat sweet. churches today that people are under all kinds of pressure to dress well, because it's like it's a dressing gala. By Tuesday or Wednesday, the people are already sweating, wondering what to wear, making sure that the combinations are perfect. And nobody prays to say, oh Lord, let there be improvement. Oh Lord, let there be transformation, including the man of God. It has become like a dressing competition, or it has become like an English competition. Who can articulate what where? yourself when you came. Full of yourself and every ability you had. But when you sat under the word of God, something started happening to you. And you knew that for you to be a true child of God, you must give up everything. Hallelujah. What category do you belong to? Because the word of God is coming week in, week out. There are some of you right now, I can bet that you may not even have up to two or three of these teachings in your room that you sit down and listen to. But you have piles of Nigerian films, piles of American films. And please don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong watching movies. I am not against watching movie at all. In fact, I'm about to make an example with one movie right now. Hallelujah. Come. Years ago, I watched a movie called Akila and the Bee. Have you watched it? Listen, I want to share with you a very powerful lesson today. This was a lady who had potentials to win the spelling bee from her team. Is that true? Those who have not watched it, just follow us. What happened? The first thing she needed in her life was a coach. She never thought she needed a coach. Is that true? Because based on the little classmates she had to compete, which was very good. There are many local champions who believe they are full of themselves. Small touching somebody and the person fell down. And they, all kinds of self-acclaimed people with entourages just massaging their ego. And they are just swelling to boss. Whereas, there is a great height. God wants to take them far. Listen, Abraham had 300 and about 315 men. Whereas God wanted to give him the whole world, he would have called himself a great man with about 300 men plus. But God had a greater destiny. Listen, and something happened. I love things that teach me spiritual lessons. The doctor, the guy who later became her coach, when he entered and saw them spelling, the lady was getting so, you were tired of it. Sit down. Don't worry, go and sit down. Once we hear this, you all sit on the floor, sit anywhere. Praise God. And she was spelling. She seemed to be wowing and bamboozling her colleagues. And then the doctor asked her one spelling. And she missed it. That's how God humbles us. You are shining everywhere and doing everything. God keeps quiet. While you think you are impressing everybody, there are people who have risen these heights and they just keep looking. They see the potentials, but they know something. If that doctor had told the lady, I need you, or I need to help you, she said, for what? So he gave her something that had to break her. See how long it took her to see the need for him. Are you getting my point? And then when she came, she was still full of herself. She first came to him as colleagues in the spelling bee. Are you getting? She was rude, she was sarcastic, all kinds of bad English, and she believed in her little mind that with that mindset, she will compete with the champions. Listen, I'm using this to teach you something very powerful. Eventually, she started succumbing to the teachings, and this is the powerful thing about being taught. Once you have a meek heart to learn, at a point she started seeing his value in her life. Listen. And then something happened. She became so attached to him. So attached to him. And then a time came when he looked at her and he said, I've taught you everything. I need to teach you. And she said, no. He gave her the bag of cards. And he said, now I've taught you everything. Word construction, whatever, I have taught you everything. Now, with what I have given you, say, this is where I sat down, outside. If the nuns knew that that little boy called Benedictus would later be the Benish that they were taking care of, they would have handled him with a lot of care. But many of us are being cheated in this training right now. Listen to me. This is where I want to talk to us. Because every time we start the training, you turn and you see others enjoying and you wish. Oh God, is there a way I can be enjoying there and also be doing the training? And God says, no man that worries entangles himself with civilian affairs. You have to choose to be there or remain here and be celebrated. And he said, oh Lord, the other people are now driving cars, all kinds of things. God says, sit down. I am building you. You are a champion. There are nations in you. I am training you for the sake of the nations, not just you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm training you for the sake of the apostolic ministry, the prophetic ministry. You are going to have access to too much money, and if you are not trained, it can kill you. So sit down. Whereas somebody is laughing around with 50,000, God is saying, if I give you 50,000, I'm insulting you. Sit down. You are going to be paying for television satellites for decades. So I need to train you. That's why when other people are going, God will say, your own seed, you are sowing it. And you say, what, God, what are you doing? Listen, there is no man who laughs during training. Are you listening to me? No man that I know. So if you love comfort, listen, you will hate koinonia because it will stretch you. It will stretch you beyond your comfort. Some of these words you are receiving right now, some of you are angry. The word is lashing a lot of things. That's how men are trained. That's how David trained the men who became Wagner. And if one came, one of them killed 800 people by himself. And the sword cleaved to his hand and would not come down. Oh Lord, who are these people you are raising in this place? For eye has not seen. Some of you are here seated on that which is even in your spirit. You are nations in the making. Yes, I know this by the Spirit, that there are some of you quiet right now, the way you are sitting down like this. Days will come when you will do great things for the kingdom. Many of you will be better than me 100 times. That's why I don't take it for granted, all of these things. That's why I teach my heart and my life out, that you may understand. I know what you are receiving, and I know what it is able to make you become. There are worship ministries in this place that will explode. When I heard Sam singing with a dear lady, I just looked and said, goodness, one day Sam will now be singing in the presence of multitudes, and his albums will be selling 100 copies per minute. And somebody will say, how did it happen? How did it happen? When Dr. Paul Enenche was in church, he prayed for 3 hours every day. As a young man, he started with many people. Some of them are still struggling today. Many of them wanted ministry first. 1999, when he went to Abuja, he was sleeping in one room, him, his wife, and a few pastors. One room. But there are people there who were in a bungalow till today, they are still there. But God has exalted him. I was taking my bath today, and the Lord was telling me, son, don't worry about cars and buildings. Your houses are in many places already. You will do very little of building in your life. They have already been built. People will give you gifts beyond your imagination. And I said, how to? I will endure. I will go through whatever training. If you can tell yourself this, brothers and sisters, you have conquered defeat and made your battle. Hallelujah. Can you speak to yourself challenge yourself this night and say, whatever price it will take, I will finish. I will finish. I may cry in the process. It may cost me. Some of you trek from wherever to come here. You are still going back home. Make up your mind. I may not have the money now. I've been tithing. Nothing is happening. Some of you, immediately after this meeting, you are hoping the zobo and the donut is what you may eat for dinner. A day in my life came. It was sachet yogurt and 20 naira bread. That was my dinner. But I knew it was a matter of time. Sachet yogurt and bread. That was my dinner. And sometimes if I have a little money, I'll buy granite and put it inside the bread. And I'll carry it to court. I'm doing night vigil. In the middle of the prayer, maybe around 2 or 3, I'll bring some because the thing gets too bad. At that point, people have gone and left me. And I'm just shouting, say, Tabakaya, I call for this future. It's better than today. See, don't take for granted what you are going through now. Celebrate it. Celebrate it. People will pay for what you are going through now. You will put it in books and they will buy the books. Are you listening to me? Today I share these stories and I'm just closing my eyes and saying, goodness. Those times, I will start counseling people around maybe 11 or 12 in the afternoon. And there was a place I used to sit close to the Catholic building. The sun would come out there and that sun would be on me and I would sit down like that, maybe reading my Bible or doing something. But today, it's others that are waiting patiently. But let me tell you, if you can be patient and stop the hurry to be rich, hurry to wear suit. I said it, was it last week? It's like stealing what is already yours. Are you getting my point? If all you have is 250 naira shirt, don't borrow anybody's shirt to wear it to be nice. Wear it like that. I hope that one day you'll be able to show some of my pictures. You will see the oversized shirts I wore. Gifts by people who were bigger than me. It never occurred to me that you can reserve small money to reduce the size. That was my dinner. How can I use the money for dinner to go and remove shit? But today, I trust you. I was trying to distribute a recharge card of over 50,000 naira in my phone that I didn't know. I was begging people who want. I was sharing it. Like, what will I do with 50,000 naira recharge card? One person can send recharge card of every blessed day, including today. People are sending all kinds of things. You go to my place, there are rappers, all kinds of rappers, as if I'm opening a boutique. That's what somebody compromised to get years ago. Until today, they have not gotten it. I know a lot of my pastor friends years ago, they said, if I'm a man of faith, in 2 months I must be on air. Is that faith? Answer me. That's what some of you have been deceived. You are putting in the name of Jesus Christ. By April, I should start putting 5,000 naira. What is pursuing you? What is pursuing you? Who said the word of God is not working? See, once you start becoming under pressure to compromise, to prove to people you are going to die soon. Hallelujah. Some of you turn and see your colleagues driving cars and you are now smiling. The thing is pinching you. I say, no, because of this Nigeria self with all their strike. See, my colleague or my younger brother or my younger brother's friend is now sending me picture from Facebook. Look at this small boy driving a Jeep. And you say, oh Lord, I've given you 2014. Jeep, oh, I backslide. Why do you mock God when a day can come? You will sit down. The way you are counting clones is how you will be counting these chips. People will come from nations with keys and say, give us the privilege of sowing this. And you are saying, Lord, what are you doing to me? Where they will say people sow cars every day. giants like Goliath who bully and threaten people. Are you getting my point now? So it was about who was strong. They were the ones, giants, 6 toes, 7 toes, 8 toes, all kinds of things, 3 eyes, all kinds of people with unusual abilities. And they bullied the whole world. They stole people's money, they stole people's wives, they bullied people. And then eventually, listen, the world switched from the realm of physical strength to intellectual strength. When these intellectual people said, I may be small, but I know how to fix this man. They started making arrows, bows, guns, where I can start from a distance and shoot. That's intellectual strength. Are you seeing that? And the world is still at that level. But before Christ comes, it's not intellectual strength is now failing. Medicine and all of this. We have all kinds of professors. We have people who have stretched their mind. They've made machines. They've done all kinds of things. But before Christ comes, the true test of authority will be men who understand the realm of the spirit. Believe what I'm telling you. They will bring a new level. They will bring a new order of what we call normal. Believe what I'm telling you. A new order of what we call normal. Men who will keep the sun still. Men, look at right now, there are prophets around the world who are predicting, people like Hubert Angel, Johnson Suleiman, right now. Who knew that you could come in with all kinds of foreign? Wait till the church manifests. You will see that truly the sons of Abraham are the real landlords of the earth. We will shock the intellectual realm. Spirituality will be the new order. Your prosperity will be tied to your spirituality. Your relevance, it will not just be physical strength again, nor even intellectual strength. The Lord himself will come as a captain. Those who have refused to be spiritual, it will now be their turn to pay for it dearly. These ones would beat human beings. They would build high buildings. These ones would make robots and computers. These ones will use the power of the spoken word and will legislate. These ones have been able to use rays so you can talk to somebody through electromagnetic waves. A time will come, I can talk to you from anywhere and you will hear me. Trust me, those dimensions are coming. When it first comes to the body of Christ, it will be criticized. But with time, it must be received. Because that which is born of God overcomes. Who would have known? Right now, I think I was praying, was it last week? I was praying for a military man who had been so disturbed. It was a demonic thing. And when I was praying for him, this demon started manifesting. And there I was standing before a huge military man who he went to fight. He will permit me to use everything from head to toe and he will just squeeze me. And I looked at him, I was talking to a spirit and I saw the test running of this. And that was how that man fell at the spirit's feet. I said, welcome to the new age. That's what physicists and all these people, that's what they call new age. They know that a dispensation is coming. A dispensation of men who will control things with words. Hallelujah. Who will stand and tell hurricanes, peace, peace. Because we now know, the secret is that we know that nothing happens in the physical realm. There are spirits that control everything. And Jesus gave us an office. He gave us an office, a name that we should sit and legislate. Let me tell you something. So this training that you're having now, the day everybody is dying in your office, they will look for who can rescue them. And suddenly you show up. The Bible says there was trouble and Elijah the Tishbite. Man takabala takaya. This guy just shows up and begins to threaten the prophets of Baal. They came 50 people taking fresh air with God on the mountain and they came to interrupt him. He said, let fire come. How the chemicals became fire is irrelevant. Let fire come. When the
about
for a crusade to pay up a stadium for a whole month or a whole year. We are talking of people who will buy the airtime for that entire crusade week. No other program happens. They are airing in life. This is prosperity. This is kingdom wealth. But six jets, what for? Listen, see, our fathers only showed us the possibility that exists with God. Are you getting my point? I look forward to times when in an entire congregation there will be none poor, because people will be too blessed. You see someone trekking, you tell him, come to my house. What kind of mockery is this? Pick anyone and go. I know the word of God is working. And you don't need to come and testify. It's not a big deal. Your children would give gifts that our fathers are giving today. But will you stay? Will you stay? This is the question. Will you stay? Do you think God is playing games with you? Let me tell you, listen. Many of us in our minds, all that we are thinking about in terms of prosperity is maybe 1 million or one house. Happy. Stop thinking small like that. Wait with God and see what He can make you become. Why are you struggling? If I don't marry a rich man, I would die. Look at how you are insulting yourself with all the world you are entering. All the world that is entering you, you are now scrounging and hoping that one rich man will come and bail you out of poverty. Are you not seeing what the word of God is doing to you? The wealthiest man in the whole world is about 67 billion. Listen, about 300 years ago, that person would not even be the 20th world richest man. What did those ancient people know? Are you getting my point? By the time you empty 1,000 wheelchairs, your ministry will raise more than 1 billion in one day. Let me tell you. You don't need to sit down and be chorusing on TV. $22.05. Proverbs 22 verse 5. You don't need to. for our light affliction, which is for a moment, worketh in us a far more exceeding weight of glory. Our light affliction. As bad as your situation is, God calls it a light affliction. We are going to pray. Let me tell you guys, I know you are going for all of you worship. This is beyond. See, the least among all these people, they are competent enough to do every kind of this protocol. One of them can set up a logistics company by themselves and make millions from it. But they are humbling themselves and they are serving. They will go far. It's not just a prophecy. There are very dignified people in this place. There are some of you who are children of extremely wealthy parents. But you come and humble yourself because you know that anything that is not from the world is fake, is not real. You are settling down to get the substance of truth. Let me tell you something. God will take you very deep. We are going to pray. And please, this for me is the crux of this meeting. It's like just 10 minutes or thereabout. When it's time to pray, I want you to pray your life out. You have something. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are many of our pretty ladies here. Listen, do you think one of them cannot own a best-selling magazine, what they call it? Or outfit or something? What does it take? It doesn't cost God anything to bless you. What somebody can be fasting for, God can take it and give you as a gift if you remain faithful. Are you listening to me? So tonight, we are going to pray three prayer points. The first prayer point is you are going to say, Lord, through the pain, I cannot deny that there is pain now, but I will wait. Lift your voice and pray. For our light affliction, pray. Lord, I'm going through embarrassments right now on account of you, but I will endure. I will pay the price. I receive mockery every day, but I will endure. Make sure you are praying. Lord, I'm hungry right now. There's no money in my pocket, but I will endure. Come on, pray, inside and outside. You will remember these days. You will remember these moments. You will remember these days. I tell you, you will remember these days. Becoming something mighty.
You're becoming something wonderful.
Shh. Have even gotten married.
the sickness become, it may push you. You may say, I will take drugs, but it gets too bad. Don't worry. One day you will paracetamol. Knowing that one day you rise. I will never forget one time in my life. I think that was 2005. I was trusting God. I had faith. I think I was praying and fasting, trying to treat malaria, hit me in a personal way. In the midst of fasting, I said I'm going to push this thing. I was weak. Weak from hunger of fasting. Weak from not eating very well. And weak from the inevitable reality. The thing, it got too bad. I took my Bible. I read Smith Wigglesworth's word, judging it. I said, Lord, what is this? Today people send me texts. What is your secret of divine health? Pain. Pain. Pain is the secret. When you endure, something happens to you. When you are embarrassed to a point that you are no longer ashamed of embarrassment, you have qualified. When they mock you to a point that what would have made you run to say, let me explain. Please let me explain. Before they bring the news, the time will come, you say, ah, talk, that's your cup of tea. You are growing. Are you getting me? There are some of you, if you hear any bad story about, you call everybody, Benka, let me explain. It's not that you are still a child. There is a way you, God will carry you and put you in the midst of it. They will bombard you with every, at the end of it, they say, so whether I defend myself or not, it doesn't make any difference. And you rise and say, Lord, if they like, they should now say, I am going to come past the enemy's head in the night. That's where you'll be on the road. You have grown. You want to be the pastor of a crowd, and you're already complaining about little criticism. You are still small. You better stay and let God build you. Your little prayer group, they just said, see the lady behaving. She wants all the men to see her. You are now running and saying, do I want men to see me? And you want to be a pastor's wife. So God says, nobody endure. And you say, why is everybody always talking about me? What did I do wrong? The time will come, you will grow. The word, let me tell you, one of the greatest ways to overcome what you fear is that God will carry you and put you in the midst of it. I show you a mystery. I show you a deep spiritual mystery. What you fear, God will bring it face to face so that you will now see that nothing is as bad as it looks. And you now summon courage. You can put your hand in the devil's eyes and say, I used to be afraid of lack, but now I'm in the midst of it and I now know how to come out. I used to be afraid of this and that. Don't judge spiritual men. You do not know the deep degree of training they are having. We have to stop. Let's pray the last prayer. You're ready to pray that prayer, Lord? You're going to say, Lord, I ask for one thing. See, Jesus said, if it be thy will, let this what? Do what? That's how many of you are praying. You are saying, Lord, there's no food in my house now. If it be thy will, can you jump this training? God is not willing to answer that kind of prayer this night. So why don't you pray the other part of Jesus' prayer? Nevertheless. Somebody say nevertheless. Say nevertheless. They threw you out of the department, but nevertheless. They victimized you, but nevertheless. They stop the sponsorship. Your uncle said if you will not succumb to him, no more money, but nevertheless. Are you hearing what I'm saying? On account of your integrity, you are suffering, but nevertheless. Listen. Not my will, but your will be done. When you can say, Lord, let your will be done. Many of us are afraid to say, let the will of God be done. Because you think the will of God is to destroy you. But let me tell you, when you say, let the will of God be done, you will enter rest. Many ladies are afraid of saying, let the will of God be done. Because
because you think God will make you 40 years before you marry. Who told you? We are very afraid. What if God brings one kind of brother from anywhere? What is your picture of God? Some of us are afraid because you think God will say, don't walk, just sit down. Tonight, our last prayer point, we're going to say, Lord, your will. Your will. This is a hard thing for many of you. But finally tonight, lift your voice and pray. Say, Lord, not my will. Concerning my music ministry, not my will. Concerning marriage, not my will. Concerning my job, you will be crying as you are saying it. Not my will, oh God. But your will. Your will. I know that your thoughts towards me are thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring me a future and an expected end. Not my will. Concerning ministry, not my will. Not my will. Concerning my employment, not my will, oh God, but your will be done. Concerning where you want me to settle down, not my will. I'm dead to myself. My life is not my own. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please remain standing very quickly. You are here tonight, and we have prayed, and you want to make it right with God. Listen, I told us that this is a training ground. You have never really made it right with God, and you want to say, Lord, I sincerely want to make it right with you. I have walked in ways that I know will not take me to my destiny. And tonight I want to surrender totally to Jesus Christ. Whether you are doing this for the first time or you have done it before, and you think you truly need to rededicate your life, right now, as I just count three, please, inside and outside, wherever you are, start walking. Come to the stage here. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. One. Keep playing, please. Don't let anybody stop you. If you need to come, come. I need to make it right once and for all. Please don't be ashamed. Don't wait for anybody. This is about your destiny. Those of you outside, God is speaking to you. Don't wait for anybody. I don't care whether you are a pastor, whatever you are. Come and stand and say, Lord, for your glory. For your glory. A fresh start. If God is still speaking to you, leave your seat and come. Nobody is looking at you. Don't let the devil destroy your destiny. You are welcome. Koinonia, keep clapping. You are welcome. I don't care what you have done. I don't care the way you have lived your life. God is ready to give you a new beginning, no matter how bad it is. Keep coming. Keep coming. God bless you. Shame on the devil. Keep coming. He thought you would not make up your mind. But tonight you have heard the word of God. Hallelujah. It takes a lot of courage to come out. And I salute those of you who have come out. I believe that you were not to ask to come out because the Lord has spoken to you. I'm going to lead you to pray. Hallelujah. I want you to lift up your right hand and pray from the depths of your heart. Please do not do this just as a recitation, because God wants to use many of you here. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I love you with all my heart. I believe you died for me. I believe forward ever, backward never. In the name of Jesus. Now let me pray for you. Father, I pray for these ones. Bless them. I pray for these ones. Use them. Thank you for saving them. Lord, may this not be an emotional decision. Let it be a genuine decision that will yield results. In the name of Jesus, may my God empower you to be great. May He use you mightily. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Congratulations, please. I want you to just follow the lady waving her hands. You'll have your details.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Turnkey Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Turnkey Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.